From the first time I ever drove along it, I've been in love with Highway 2. It's not so much that there's a special something to see along Nebraska's Highway 2. There's a special nothing to see. From Grand Island to Alliance, Highway 2 takes you through the Nebraska Sandhills, the largest area of sand dunes in the Western Hemisphere. Writers inevitably use a metaphor of the sea to describe the hundreds of thousands of acres of grass and hundreds of thousands of acres of sky. Like the sea, the emptiness of the sandhills gives the traveler a strange sense of comfort. There's a feeling that as long as these two things are in order, the earth and the sky, all the rest can be forgotten until tomorrow. Highway 2 is not just another highway that goes somewhere. Highway 2 is somewhere.
The late Charles Kuralt of CBS's On the Road knew what he was talking about when it comes to America's highway. He called Nebraska Highway 2 one of the 10 most beautiful highways in America. And I think he was a good judge. Kuralt said, "This road will take you to one of the last unexplored frontiers where the vast treasures can be discovered." I'm Ward Jacobson, and over the next few hours, I'm going to guide you along Kuralt's Highway 2, or as we call it, the Sandhills Journey Scenic Byway. Just so you know, this byway is one of 9 Nebraska byways. Of course, we happen to think it's the best scenic route to follow. From Grand Island, Highway 2 makes a gradual upward climb from the flat, fertile farmland of the Platte River Valley to the higher plains. From Grand Island to Crawford, Highway 2 runs 350 miles. Now, that may seem like a long way, but there is a lot to see and do, so let's get started. The path will take you through some remarkable scenery, one of America's unique geographies, and past plenty of wildlife. Plus, you're going to meet a lot of friendly folks along Nebraska's Sandhills journey. I hope that you're not so eager to get on up the road that you'll miss one of Nebraska's major attractions, Grand Island. This city offers most of the advantages of a full-service city while still keeping the warm and friendly atmosphere of a smaller town. I hope you'll consider stopping right now so you don't miss the Grand Isle. 19th century French trappers and traders named Grand Island after a large island in the Platte River, Nebraska's principal waterway. Platte is French for flat water, and Native American tribes also called the river flat with a word similar to Nebraska. Perhaps you noticed as you left Interstate 80, you crossed several channels of the Platte, which means you drove across several of those grand islands of which the Frenchmen took note. Out of maybe 100 pieces of useful information I could tell you about Grand Island, I only have time to hit about 10. The perfect place to start learning about the geography and history of this striking region is the Stuhr Museum of the Prairie Pioneer at the intersection of Highway 2, 281, and 34. At the Stuhr Museum Railroad Town, you'll be transported back in time in the location Hollywood has used to film period pieces, including My Antonia, adapted from the book written by Nebraska author Willa Cather. Speaking of Hollywood, you'll find Henry Fonda's childhood house on the grounds. The Stuhr does a fine job showcasing the history of the region and the state. The museum has a good bookshop where you can pick up materials that will help you understand the fascinating history of the plains. In addition to the Platte River, you are very near the conjunction of several historic pathways. This was the thoroughfare for Oregon and Mormon trails on which migrants crossed America with wagon trains and handcarts seeking a better life. That's right. Wagon trains rolled westward, not far from where you are now, and in places, you can still see the swales or wagon ruts still visible today. It's estimated about 400,000 people used the crude network of rutted pathways while seeking their destiny. For some, it was more than a 2,000-mile walk across the continent. Later, the Transcontinental Railroad passed through Grand Island and, a little to the south, the Pony Express. In fact, if you're a train buff, you may know that Grand Island averages 165 trains daily, more than any other town in the nation. Grand Island celebrates its rich heritage during many events throughout the year. You can join the German Festival, the Cinco de Mayo celebration, or a pioneer recreation at Stuhr Museum. Wings Over the Platte is a celebration of the enormous flocks of migratory birds, including sandhill cranes and whooping cranes, that vacation in this area for about 6 weeks every spring. All told, 185 species of birds migrate through this area each year, and an additional 115 species will stay here to nest. Believe me, it's quite the spectacle. In the fall, one of America's largest agricultural expositions, Husker Harvest Days, is like no celebration you've attended before. If it's springtime, you can count on the thoroughbreds running at Fauner Park, one of Nebraska's premier racetracks. Near the tracks, you'll find one of Grand Island's three golf courses available to the public. And speaking of greens, there are many parks and recreational facilities to be found in this city. Nebraska bases its culinary reputation on its fine beef, but the ethnic diversity of the plains means that you can get a good Greek, Mexican, or Chinese meal in Grand Island, too. The list of things to do in Grand Island goes on and on. You'd be wise to stop for information at the Grand Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, downtown, or the Visitor Information Caboose at the Bosselman's Travel Center just north of Interstate 80. It'll be worth it to find out what's going on in Grand Island at this particular time of the year. Believe me, something is always happening in Grand Island. If you're planning to do some hunting or fishing along the route, you'll want to take care of getting your license and stamps before you leave the city. You'll also need a sticker to get into all of Nebraska's state parks and camping areas. In Grand Island, hunting, fishing, and park stickers can be purchased at grocery stores, pump and pantry locations, Walmart, and hardware stores. It's only a few bucks. Those sticker funds are one of the reasons Nebraska has such clean and attractive campsites. I think you'll find it worth your time and money. In fact, consider staying over in Grand Island tonight to prepare for tomorrow's adventure across the sandhills. If you're eager to be on your way, you can find burgers, tacos, or Runza sandwiches, which are a Nebraska original, at a drive-through window nearby. If you've topped off the tank, checked the oil, and filled the picnic basket with goodies, we should be ready to go up the Sandhills Journey Scenic Byway. Looking at a highway map of Nebraska, you might not realize that the state harbors an area of sand dunes larger than Vermont and New Hampshire combined. And highway maps provide no clue as to what the land itself is like. You'll be traveling through the largest unbroken grassland in North America. There's going to be a lot of land and not many people, no more than one person per square mile on average. But rest assured, there will be friendly folks and services along the way. Many communities will have grocery stores and cafes and 24-hour-a-day fuel with a credit card, as well as shops with skilled mechanics that are honest to boot. You'll find medical clinics and hospital facilities, too. The weather in Nebraska is sometimes as big as the sky. If you're uncertain about the weather on the road ahead, call 511 on your cell phone for traveler and weather information. Before you get too far down the road, I want you to get into the feeling of Nebraska by slowing down a little bit. If you go too fast, you're going to miss that red-tailed hawk on the fence post or the coyote running over there on the top of that ridge. About a mile outside of Grand Island, you'll see a red, white, and blue sign that says Nebraska Byway. As you drive along the highway, you'll see more of these road signs, as well as similar signs that point out Sandhills Journey Visitor Information Centers. At these designated stops, you'll find brochures, maps, and people who can answer your questions. And if you like this little tour we're on, you can purchase CDs or cassette tapes as gifts for friends and family, too. Along the route, you'll notice quite a few golf courses, and I'll let you know about them as we go. Most don't require a tee time, and you'll find the rates fairly low. I think you're going to find that what you had planned to cover in a day may take longer. The beautiful landscape causes you to drive slower, and you might have to stop to watch the deer graze while feeling yourself melt into the quietness of the land. And that's just fine, because that's what taking a Nebraska byway or a road less traveled is all about. Since we have some time, I'm going to tell you about the state's own Robin Hood from the writing of Gene Lukash. Born James Riley in Texas, Nebraska's most famous outlaw